Good evening and welcome to this week's Politically Incorrect podcast. Your topic tonight is the age of robots, the good and the bad. Maybe we should add the ugly to that. Brought to you by eternalaffairsmedia.com, also known as EA Truth Media. Your host tonight is myself, Andrew Schechter, author of Darkwater Game Over, two-time delegate for Donald Trump, the Republican National Convention. Please help us with a donation to donate.eamedia.online or by buying some bling at store.eamediaonline. Help keep the truth online. We open with a prayer as always. Heavenly Father, we pray for the next 4 years. We pray that 4 years from now, the country has a change of heart and realizes the evil that we've been placed into. We pray that you bring this country to the understanding that God and faith and country all go together. Humanity cannot exist without a higher authority to keep under their control. We pray in your great name that many people that are not seen the light will see that light and come to your great glory. In your heavenly name, dear Lord, we pray. Amen. And a usual shout out to our patrons, our continuous patrons of Lisa, Reverend Dave, Alicia, and Catherine. And to our regulars who always come on, my lovely daughter, Anna, Marilyn. And several others. I see my daughter is in there tonight. Hi there. I want to thank your little guy for giving me his cold. It was worth it. Yeah. Weekend with a grandson, definitely worthwhile. Now I've had a cold for the last 2 days. So I'm trying to get through my podcast with sneezes and sniffles and drips. So bear that in mind while we go along tonight. We'll open up with a little bit of current events 101. I want to thank Joe Biden. I want to thank Joe Biden for taxing the rich, for planning to tax the hell out of them. there were a lot of kids there at that party. Could have been any one of them. I think we all got something from them. Anyway, I want to thank Joe Biden for taking my money. I'm not rich, but by threatening to tax the hell out of the rich, guess what happened? Well, the stock market dropped and so did all other investments. And who does that hurt? Does it hurt a rich man to lose 20 or 30 or even 50 or 90% of their wealth when they've got $2 or $3 billion? Of course not. Does it hurt a huge corporation to lose $15 or $20 million? Who are they take it out on? They take it out on the little guys. And the little guy gets hurt with their investments. Thank you very much, Joe Biden. I'll take another one. And then he's playing with Russia. You know, Russia's got, they talk about Rocket Man. Rocket Man's got a little country and a bad attitude. And Donald Trump knew how to spank him on the backside so that he wouldn't be hurt anybody. You don't go after Putin. You don't go after Russia. Jeez, Lord, man. Russia's got a very short fuse and a really bad attitude. They're very sweet and kind. They sleep and they lay there and you leave them the hell alone. Don't start pulling on their tail when they're sleeping. I hope we survive the next 4 years. God, I hope we survive. Praise Lord that we survive. All right, on to the topic of the night. I always give people a little bit of a chance to to gather and open up and meet here before starting the main topic. Why are we talking about robots? See, robots is a big topic. Robots are scary. I saw an article the other day about this giant robot in Japan. It's so big it can't even function on its own. It's got to be held up with wires and cranes and other things, and they call it a robot. Saw a female robot the other day on the Chinese had put out. I could fall in love with this robot. Beautiful. Friendly attitude. Looks like a human. Kind of scary. But these aren't the robots we need to worry about. See, we need to define a robot and what it does to not just us, but to our society, to our future as a nation, and the future as a world. Now, it's been muttered around the wealthy man's table that you only need about 500 million people on the planet and a couple hundred thousand robots to actually do the work. Then the rich people can stay rich and they don't need to worry about the poor people taking any of their money. But what is a robot? You know, there was a calculator years ago called a robot. All it was an adding machine. But it is a robot. Think about it. A robot is something that does the menial tasks that humans normally would not want to do, or couldn't do. Makes life simpler. It automates processes. Every automobile has little robots in it that run the windows when you crank them down. They keep the engines going. I heard an interesting thing today, kind of scary too. That the reason you don't have to change your transmission fluid anymore in your car or your oil that often is that the computers realize that the engine's going bad and they compensate, so you don't have to change the oil. Just burn out the engine instead. A bunch of idiots. You won't even know that you're burning out your transmission. That thing you hold in your hand is very rarely you actually pick up and talk to anyone on. That you tweet and you message. It's a robot. Think about it. It follows you around like a little puppy dog. It monitors everywhere you go. It knows where you've been. It knows what store to recommend. It knows what restaurant to recommend. It asks for your help in determining what things are good and what things are bad and what locations are good and bad and fun and not fun. It's a robot. And as an extension of human beings, these devices become robotic extensions of the human. We talk about augmented reality and augmented concepts of augmented mechanization for humans. Cell phone is one of the biggest augmentations we have. It's become an integral part of being a human being. It influences us, and we influence it. It's part of the world infrastructure and part of world humanity. We have little boxes called Alexa. We have Siri. We have translation software. But it gets more intriguing than that when you think about it. There's now a refrigerator that whenever you put something in the refrigerator, it dings, and if it doesn't have a barcode, it asks you what it is. It actually weighs out, measures the containers that come in and out to know whether you're running out of stuff. Not only that, but it will automatically order things that you've thrown in the garbage can and not put back in that refrigerator. Can't tell me that's not a robot. We got robots that automatically do our taxes, maintain our tax records. We got little robots in lawnmowers now to drive around to mow the grass, or vacuum cleaners that drive around the house. And all these things are interconnected. When you think about it, even all the cameras that monitor for security, the doors with the automatic locks that you look at them and they open the door, or you touch them with your finger. They're all little robots. They're little augmentations to our reality that assist not just us, but others. So while you may have a great robot that's helping you, it may be also tattletailing on you. You ate too much of that cake from that refrigerator. Little robots are also connected to the internet. The internet consists of many parts. What we call the internet today is actually a combination of intranet and internet. When you go to your Dropbox, or you go to one of your other online storage pods, or that secure place that Bill Gates tells you to put your stuff, or Apple, they're not secure, and they're monitored. Everything that goes into those boxes is monitored. If you don't want the whole world to know what's in, what your life is about, don't put your crap in one of those boxes. They're dangerous. You know, I've read, you know, well, first I have to open this. I have to qualify my statement that I do believe that criminals should be caught, that sex offenders and pedophiles are evil. But I don't like the way they're being caught right now. They're being caught by Bing and Microsoft tattletailing that their storage boxes that they have contain this material. It's offensive. Yes, it catches a criminal, but what else are they monitoring? Are they monitoring the fact that I was a delegate for Donald Trump? That my friends, all their in contact information is in one of these storage boxes, that maybe if I go into a rally, that maybe they'll go into my box that I store stuff in, or my email, and go poking around all my friends to see if they did the same thing and went to that rally. Maybe I said something bad about vaccines or about Bill Gates, maybe. Maybe they don't like that. Maybe they said, I think that Nike and Coca-Cola can go to hell. Maybe they don't like that because they like Nike and Coca-Cola for supporting their liberal causes. Just maybe they'll come after anybody and anyone who has anything that they don't like in that inbox of theirs or in that Dropbox. Think about that. That's why I maintain my environment. See, I have a social environment, a social media environment, and then I've got my personal environment. And I post very little that I don't want the entire world to see. In fact, I manipulate my social media to the point where my persona is that which I want the public to see. Public sees me as an upstanding individual who has a very conservative attitude, very conservative plans, cares about family and life, cares about our country. Maybe it's not what they want to see, but it is my persona as presented on social media. Now, even when I'm on a friendly social media, when I'm on Telegram or some of the other ones, they're still monitored by the liberals and they're infiltrated by the liberals. Folks, if you don't want people to see stuff, if you don't want people to know stuff, keep it off of any public media. I don't use public email. I don't use, but I do. I shouldn't say that. I have Gmail account. I have Google on. I'm connected with Google. But only my public persona is connected. Anything that needs to go private goes through my private email server. Or my private web servers. Because these little robots that are out there monitor every move you make. Hi, Joanne, you missed the beginning. I got a bad cold today. My good friend Joanne has come on board. God, one of the best human beings on the planet. God, you guys are great. Marilyn, you, my daughter. got my whole team here. I don't have any of the people I invited though tonight. Usually I get a bunch of others. Maybe they'll come in. So we're talking about robots and how, what the definition. Thanks, Joanne. Yeah, I hope I do. I blame my grandson. A wonderful party we had over the weekend, but he or she, one of them, there was a bunch of them there. Kids are just like the plague, I'm telling you. But fortunately, it was just a cold. Anyway, back to the topic at hand. Talk about what a robot is. A robot is not just the thing that walks on two mechanical legs or four mechanical legs or a dozen mechanical legs or rolls around on wheels. A robot is a thing that does autonomous things that human beings are normally expected to do. They're augmentation to our society, augmentation to us as humans. Not always in the best way, though. Because they follow us around like a little puppy, but then they tattletale on us too. Your automobile, another one, your automobile, driving down the road, monitors every move you make to the point where insurance companies will give you a discount if you let them monitor those activities. And a police department can push a button and stop your car in many cases, these modern cars. That fancy door lock, the little robot, if you have one. And these things can be very dangerous. You know, even Amazon, we were talking about. Yeah, they can, exactly. And they can, you know, they've got these Amazon things now. We were talking about the refrigerator earlier that will automatically maintain what it goes in and out of it. Every time it sees something going in or out, by the barcode, it will say, okay, that's milk going in, it's milk coming out. It knows how much is left in there. It automatically orders for you. So does Amazon. That Alexa program, that Alexa box, will automatically order stuff for you. You're out of paper towels, it orders it. Thanks, Marilyn. Yeah. So it's a rough night for me tonight. I had a power outage too. We almost didn't have the podcast tonight because there was a power outage. Amazing how important power is when you think about these, all this robotic and things and fancy connections that support our entire infrastructure. And then one little piece goes down and you lose power and all that just goes right to hell. All that goes right to hell because electricity runs all these things. You know, our society is very fragile. We don't realize just how fragile our society is. We rely so much on electricity. I'll tell you the story that today I work from home and power went out. And I suddenly realized, hey, guess what? I'm lucky. My computer's still running. My router's still running. My modem's still running. And somehow the cable company's connection was still running. Must have had a battery on that too. Happy as a pig in crap. Till I realized, oh my God, the battery backup only lasts 3 hours. The power outage was 4. And the battery was connected to my computer, was going dead. I had about an hour's worth of battery on the computer. Scrambling around, trying to scramble up batteries at the last minute. Got a great solar panel, but you know what? It wasn't, A, there wasn't any sun today, and B, it doesn't charge it as fast as you're using it. So all these fancy little electronic gadgets, that robot you carry around in your pocket, they're worthless without power to run them. And they spy on you. So that's the bad part. You know, a lot of things are very convenient. You can translate, you can speak into a phone and it'll speak back in another language and monitor that language and speak back to you. You know, I love that thing when music's playing and you can automatically identify it, or you can go outside and find that particular tree or plant or animal, push a button and there it is, bam. You know what's really cool though? They've got these programs that will like tell you what mushrooms are edible and what plants are what trees are what and which bird is which. The place you need them most, the place you absolutely need those the most or want those the most, I mean, you never need any of this garbage, but the place you actually want those the most, because they require that connection to the internet, they don't work in the wilderness.
where you're going to be looking for those mushrooms with that exotic bird or plant. They don't work. Dead as a doornail. No internet. Guess what? I can drive 15 minutes and have no internet where I am. None. Zero. What good is a mechanical robot that can't work, that can't connect? So we need to define what a robot is. We need to control what a robot does. That robot is that autonomous system that monitors the internet, gives you that automatic connection to the services that you want. It doesn't come free. It's very costly to run these things. Talk about our environment. We talk about it. Energy. You could run New York, Los Angeles, Chicago, Dallas, Fort Worth, and Jacksonville, Florida. Run them entirely with the power utilized by the internet. They allege to be green in many cases. Google claims to be 100% green. I'm sure Greta Thunberg would say, yeah, that's green. They're running off of solar panels and they're running off of the waterfalls or whatever. They're not burning any coal to do it. Not burning any fuel oil to do it. Then look at their balance sheets. The cost of running these little robots is based in carbon credits. What does that mean? What's a carbon credit? You know, carbon credits are pretty cool. They're a way that big business cheats and says they're green. Google will say, okay, I'm going to give you 10 million billion carbon units, and I'm going to run solar panels. What that means is that some other company can burn diesel fuel to dredge up the materials for those solar panels. We're getting a little off topic here, but you have to realize that not all technology is good, and we need to define certain things in order to understand the future of our entire world and our nation. You need to know that a robot is not something that walks on 2 feet or 4 feet or 10 or rolls around on wheels. But a robot is something that does the job that a human would do and is either programmed to do it or is programmed to learn how to do it. They're the scary ones, the ones that are programmed to learn how to do that. Can they be taught? Can these robots, can these automated devices, and again, we need to talk about robots as automated devices. A robot is that traffic camera that monitors the street, charges you for tolls, or sends you a ticket in the mail. That's a robot. How did that robot determine that your license plate was who it is? Maybe there was dirt on there and it got the number wrong. See, robots only do what they're programmed to do. And when they program to learn things, it's even more scary because then we assume that they're doing what they were programmed to do. They might be doing something that they learned in their programming. Maybe they taught themselves something that shouldn't have been taught. Yeah, there was a lot of fancy programs that monitored the quote insurrection, end quote, at in the White House. They scanned the crowd and determined certain people to be there, and they actually enhanced those images. But when they enhanced those images, did they do that under the assumption that there was a particular person they were looking for? And then manipulated those images possibly to meet their criterion to convict someone that's not guilty or wasn't even in the White House. There are several people that were not in the White House that are known to not be in the White House that were shown on these videos that they found on the internet and other places. An enhancement was used to prove who it was, but they were looking for certain suspects, certain people that claimed to be at this rally or that were at that rally that they assumed were in the building. Then their fancy little robots went in there and monitored and manipulated the images. And this, guess what? There they were. There's at least three of them that I can tell you right now that they determined were there, who are now fighting those charges because they have proof that they were not there. They were in D.C., but they were not inside the Capitol building. I have personally seen people get tickets from traffic cams that were not even in the state where the traffic cam took their picture of their car. In fact, the license plate that was on the car it was attached to, wasn't even their car, the same model. And this is the thing to be afraid of, because what happens when your refrigerator that's monitoring the stuff you've got in it decides to order something that you don't normally buy, like a $100 prime steak or pate de foie gras? Maybe it orders you a dozen pizzas because it sees you're out of food and says, gee, you need to eat tonight. You don't think it can happen? Think again. There was a fellow who had 15 pizzas delivered because he was allegedly having a party. And somehow it realized that he was ordering one pizza, and somehow it ordered 15 pizzas for him. He said, order pizza. We're having a party. He ordered 15 pizzas. A lot of crazy stuff goes on. And it, computer-wise, and you know, again, if you get monitored on your computer and suddenly you get these ads for stuff that you don't want, or you start getting these phone calls for stuff you don't need because the computer thinks you need it. I love this one. You know, I'm turning 65 this year and looking at the big Medicare picture. Medicare is one of the biggest scams in the world, and it's a costly scam for Americans. You know, Medicare funds are drying up, and yet they force you to take Medicare at 65, whether you need it or not. If you don't take it, you get penalized. That sounds stupid. Wouldn't it make more sense to say, hey, if you don't want Medicare, don't take it till you're ready for it? Nope, that's no skin off our back. We won't pay out for it. Wouldn't that make sense, folks? I don't know what the hell's wrong with our government. They're crazy. But that's not the purpose of me spieling this off tonight. The purpose is that as soon as you start to turn 65, all of a sudden the little robots come in and tell the whole world and all the third world nations that you're turning 65 and it's time for Medicare. Guess what? Suddenly the car warranty phone calls stop and the Medicare calls start. How do they even get your number? How do they find you? You know what's really funny? I've got several phone numbers. I'm very public. They're all out there. My home number is the one that's not out there, and yet that's the one I get all these calls on. I've got a home phone that's a VoIP phone connected to my cable, and that gets all the calls. The other phone I get gets calls. The third phone that's out on the internet for public use that anybody can find just by putting my name in a browser. That one doesn't get any advertising calls, no car warranties, no Medicare. See, these robots don't work as well as you think they would. Same with the robots that make these calls. Why would a robot keep calling you on the phone? Like, all these phone calls are fully automated for these auto warranties and other garbage. Why would it call you over and over and over and over again? No one should ever buy a damn thing from them. Wouldn't you think they would look for the suckers, the ones that buy everything, make calls to them? No, they're calling the ones that don't buy anything, the ones that yell at them. Oh, I got to tell you a story. This is kind of not related to robots, but it's just a funny story. I'm so tired and sick and tired of these people. The ones I hate worst are the ones that call us and they're called that are automated that you can't even talk to and you can't opt out of. But then there's the ones that call and insist on keeping you on the phone. I told this one lady, I'm like, my new thing when I get these crazy calls, I was like, oh, what are you selling? Oh, we got an auto warranty this. And I let them talk and speak. And at the end, I go, how can you sleep at night knowing what you're doing to these poor people? How can you sleep at night knowing that you're ripping off people, pissing them off bothering them when, you know, ringing their phones when they're in the middle of doing things. How can you sleep? And it's one would not go away. Finally, I took one of those air horns, those really loud boat air horns with the canister on them, and blasted it right in there. I told her to hang up, but she wouldn't hang up. I blasted that right in the mouthpiece. Oh, my God. Never got called back from that company again. Anyway, I digress. What you need to remember about robots is that they only know what they learn from what they're given and what they see and what they connect with. So whatever little robots live in your life, whether it's that thing you carry in your pocket, your vacuum cleaner, that Ring doorbell, you want to be sure that those little robots only see your public persona. And that's the key to these things, because they're going to take over the world more and more in a job site, mechanized equipment, automated contracts. I mean, everything is done automatic now. You have proposals, contracts, all automated, and they're just reviewed by a paralegal. But whatever you let the world see, whether it's at work or at home or in your public life, you know, these, what do they call them, these TikTok things. If you want the world to think you're an ass, get on TikTok and start TikToking away. If you want to look like a fool, then jump off a roof and fall and land face first in the snow. Not going to get you a job, though. Maybe it'll get you 100 million views. Maybe you can get some free money that way if that's what you're looking for. Then go for it. You know, if you can retire, you know, jumping out of buildings and jumping, landing on ice instead of water, and cracking your skull open, go for it. Hey, I'm stupid enough to invest in things that I shouldn't be investing in. Sometimes I make money, sometimes I lose. These little robots will monitor that for eternity. That persona will be with you forever. What you see on the internet, what you see on and what phone calls you get on your phone and what knocks you get on your door are all determined by that public persona. Now, as a politician, I know that how much that haunts me. Even things that you allegedly do that are good, that are allegedly good, can be determined to be evil. Because no matter what you do, it's bad for someone. You can't please everyone. And some people just like to complain. Some people like to look at the bad side of things and make it evil. I mean, some of the people are just insane these days. They're crazy. So the less you give those people, the less you give those little robots that control your life, the less information, the better. As an attorney once told me, this is a, I'll always live with this one. And they'll tell you this too, if you ever need an attorney, but attorney once told me, never give more information than you're asked. Unless you're giving it to sway or deceive the opposing party. Were you at the scene of the crime, Mr. Schechter? No. Where were you the night of the crime? Home. Yeah, that's what you give them. You don't say, oh, I was home watching TV. See, now you added watching TV. Next thing they're going to do is they're going to ask you what television show you're watching. You better damn well know what was playing the night you were at home, laying in bed, allegedly watching that TV. See where I'm going with this? You give people the information that they need. You steer the conversation. You steer those little robots. Because if you order sulfur and charcoal and potassium nitrate on eBay, even though all three are legal to buy, you're going to get someone knocking at your door. Especially if you buy more than you should. And I know most people won't be doing that, but there's a lot of people that are into black powder rifles that like to make their own gunpowder. But the little robots don't like that. You know, they had a fellow was arrested in our town recently. He was arrested for having instruments of crime. He had a pipe wrench. He had a piece of cast iron pipe and some end fittings on it that they thought he was going to make a bomb from. And a bottle of ammonia. He didn't have a gun. He didn't have a knife. Didn't have a sword. Didn't even have a stick of dynamite. This is all he had. But he was a suspect. He was a burglary suspect. And they accused him of having instruments of crime because he had a pipe wrench, a piece of pipe, and ammonia. Hell, I'd be put in jail for the rest of my life and thrown in Guantanamo Bay for some of the stuff I have. I never intend to use it nefariously. And as an American citizen, I should be allowed to have these things. I'm going to use them for legitimate purposes. But these little robots knew that this fellow was at one time a criminal. There were crimes occurring. And they figured he's probably the one that did it. So they added to the evidence by creating evidence of these tools of the trade of a burglar. Didn't have a lockpick on him. Didn't have a hammer. Didn't have a crowbar. It's all about perception, what you have and what you see. And then, you know, people are crazy too. They've got these little robots, but then people are plain stupid sometimes too. Yeah, if you're going to go out, you're going to start toking and you're going to do meth and whatever else. Make sure your headlights work and that all your equipment in your vehicle works. These people go out with busted headlights and cracked windshields and swerve on down the road and then wonder why they get caught. Idiots. It's all about persona. Because everything, you're monitored every day. You're monitored so heavily. There's nowhere to hide, literally. You know, maybe if you're Amish and sequester yourself in a community like that, stay away from all external sources of connection. You know, they're Amish are very smart people. They don't like robots. They don't need robots. An Amish robot is their kid. The kids are the next robots down the road. And when they grow up, they use their kids as their little robots to do the chores. You don't need a machine. Machines are the evils of society, and electronics and the computer are the most evil devices ever created. They're the most insidious instruments ever created. So anyway, being that I have this terrible cold, I'm going to close this down. But just remember that there's things out there that are monitoring you. And when people define robots and artificial intelligence, that's the big thing, AI. When they define artificial intelligence and robots, listen very closely. Because these things are not your friends. They're not there to help you. They are, in my opinion, Satan incarnate. And you need to read every word about these new inventions and new gadgets that are coming out. Because they are the most intrusive, invasive destroyers of privacy that have ever been designed or thought out. They have no sense of the Constitution of the United States of America, no sense of the Constitution of the foreign nations. They don't care about privacy because these devices are programmed intentionally to be invasive. So keep that in mind when you see these wonderful devices coming out, and every year they become more and more intrusive. They are the robots, not the things with legs on them that walk around. Little automated evil monsters that spy on you. They're the true robots, and they're in our lives every day and getting worse day by day. And yes, the question was, aren't they following if you got the vaccine? Well, the vaccine's a whole different thing. I'm gonna close on this topic because people ask me this a lot. And having been in the medical field, the biomedical field, I can tell you that we are in the midst of an experiment. So normally, if you get flu vaccine, people know you got the flu vaccine because it's registered, but it's harder to track that down. But this, what we have now going on, is an experiment. There's no tested vaccine out there. It's an experiment. And you actually, when you sign it, you want to read the fine print when you sign off, if you go to get one of these, regardless of which one. It basically says that you are going to be followed and tracked for the next 2 years. They have the right to track every move you make for the next 2 years to see if you get sick, God forbid, or to give you another shot, or whatever they want to do to you, because it's part of this experiment, and you have agreed to be the guinea pigs in this experiment. A lot of people don't know that. And they will follow you. They will record everything about you. And you've agreed to that. That's the crazy part, because it's an experiment. So I'm not saying get it or don't get it, but I'm just telling you what it is. It is what it is, folks. And that is the actual contract. And that's why these various manufacturers of these pharmaceuticals are not held accountable. You can't sue them. You can't sue them because you've agreed to it. You've signed away your rights when you sign that paper that says you're going to get this thing. That's why you get a card to say you got it. That's your monitoring card for the next 2 years while they see if it worked or if you're going to turn into a mutant. That's a topic for another podcast, but they do monitor you, yes. And that is part of this robotic system of monitoring human beings that's getting worse and worse by the day. You know, all electronic transactions, currencies, banking, every bit of it's monitored and can be connected at any point in time. They're the robots. We've been invaded and we don't even realize it. And we don't even seem to care. Then we complain when we get caught for doing stupid things and boneheaded things. We try to hide. We can't hide because there's nowhere to hide in this world. We allowed it into our lives. See, when I go out, I don't always carry my phone. I don't always drive my car. I'll walk and leave the phone home. I don't want that phone tracking me. Or I'll put the phone where I think it should be if I want people to think I'm in another place. So with that, I am going to call it a night. Go get some rest. I appreciate y'all coming out tonight. Be here back again next Thursday. Same time, same place. New topic. Good night to Joanne and Marilyn and Anna and whoever else is with us then, if they scrolled off my screen. But you're all cherished individuals. We couldn't have a show without you. And if you have a dollar or two to spare and can help the cause, please send it over to donate.eamedia.online. That's my sponsor that allows me to be here tonight. We also have store.eamedia.online. We can have some great EA Media bling you can get. Folks, have a great evening, a great week. Great being here again tonight. God bless every one of you. Stay safe. Stay happy. Most of all, make the world a better place for you and your family and your loved ones. Have a good night. Night, everybody.